All right, let's hit our buzz, and it might be a little rough today because my voice is still not where it needs to be, so I just beg you to kind of hang with me here. I want to start in Irwin, longtime employee at the McDonald's in Westmoreland County, dying at the age of 100. I'm talking about Ruthie Schuster, and I talked about Ruthie not too long ago because they just celebrated at this McDonald's in Irwin her 100th birthday. She worked at that McDonald's on Route 30 for a quarter century. Coworkers saying there was nobody like her, always greeted everybody, always had a smile on her face. So condolences going out to the family of Ruthie and really the McDonald's family, the customers who came to know her for so long and just look forward to seeing her face. She is going to be sorely missed. White Oak, Allegheny County Police saying that 81-year-old Craig Peden of White Oak, he died after he was hit by a vehicle in White Oak Tuesday evening. Police got a call of a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian crash. This was in the 3200 block of Jacks Run Road about 7:30 p.m. They found him dead at the scene. The vehicle that hit him, a Ford sedan, was stopped by White Oak Police in the 1100 block of Jacks Run Road. It was driven by a 65-year-old man. This crash is still under investigation. And I want to give a shout-out to Bordas and Bordas for donating $33,500 to the Ronald McDonald House via their Pittsburgh Steelers partnership. This law firm, which is based in Pittsburgh, in Wheeling, also has offices in St. Clairsville and Moundsville, gives a lot back to the communities that it's located in. And for that, I commend them. But they have a heavy importance on philanthropy. And they donated $500 to the Ronald McDonald House for every sack made by the Steelers defense this year. That includes preseason, regular season, postseason. Steelers ended the season with 67 total sacks. So Bordas and Bordas started doing this 7 years ago with the Steelers and their Sacks for Kids program. And if you don't know what the Ronald McDonald House is, it is a charity designed to help families with children being treated in a medical center. They have local chapters in more than 64 counties and regions. They provide housing and meals at little or no cost, so families can really just go there and focus on their child rather than worry about the rising costs of hotels and travel. It is an incredible, incredible venture. What they do for families who are going through the worst imaginable scenario is truly a gift. And Bordas and Bordas donating this money obviously helps these families out. So once again, I wanted to acknowledge them for doing a great deed. Let's go to 1170 WWVA in Wheeling. This was an interesting story because you had a woman who was last seen in Moundsville after she was released by the police, found in Canton. That's according to Moundsville Police Chief Tom Mitchell. Elizabeth Randolph is her name of Morgantown. She was taken to the Canton Hospital on January 14th after her family had been notified. She went missing after being released from Moundsville police custody Friday afternoon. Now, she was arrested by Moundsville police after she was found sleeping in her car at a gas station. They thought she'd been drinking, took her to the Northern Regional Jail. She was assessed by a nurse, released the next day, and then she ends up in Canton. Thankfully, she was found, and she is back with her family. And I wanted to give a shout-out to the My Way Cafe on Route 40 near Morristown, the former Salsa Joe's Cafe. I've had a number of meals there. Outstanding. I mean, it's home-cooked Italian food. It is outstanding. I had Angela's Olio. I think I pronounced that correctly. I might have butchered it. Olio. O-L-I-O. And pesto fettuccine with grilled shrimp. Incredible. I mean, both of those meals were incredible. Triple layer cannoli cake. Awesome. And their side salads, extremely fresh. So if you're looking for something different, if you're looking for some Italian food that's I think is tremendous, try the My Way Cafe on Route 40 near Morristown. It's right past Ohio University Eastern, right there on 40, like you're heading out to the Blame My Roots Festival, and it sits right there. And speaking of Salsa Joe's, the double murder of the former owners, Tom Strushen, Angela Strushen, I really think something's going to be breaking on this case from what I'm hearing within the next month or so. I mean, that's all I could tell you right now, but I do think the police have some very, very good leads. Once again, I know the people working this case. They're very, very good, and they're very involved. I think you're going to be hearing something very, very soon. 570 WKBN out of Youngstown. Let's go to Niles, Liberty Township guy facing charges. What did he do? Talking about Marcus Washington. What did he do? It's disgusting. He's 28 years of age out of Liberty. Showed it up at Niles High School in November to try and sign out a 16-year-old student. Now, this 16-year-old student, he found her on social media. They had been chatting back and forth. I think the social media app Badoo, I'm not up on this crap, and Snapchat. He was asking the girl to send him pictures, saying, show me your blank. He asked the girl how old she was. She responded with her correct age, and obviously she's too young for a 28-year-old. Police later found pictures of the girl on Marcus Washington's cell phone with her rear end revealed. And this young girl has intellectual disabilities. She thought Washington was picking her up from school to take her to Target to buy whatever she wanted. I mean, the sad part is there's more Marcus Washingtons out there than you want to believe. Police did a great job here. They need to keep on busting dirtbags like this guy. I mean, it's just, it's nauseating. It's sickening. Sugardale ceasing the production of its famous Cleveland bologna. This is a company in Maslin. Said they continually monitor consumer eating trends that are always evolving. That brought them to the decision to nix the Cleveland bologna. In other words, people aren't eating enough of it. The company did say that the decision was not related, though, to the pandemic. Jump over to Akron, 640 WHLO. This is a really, really cool story. At Akron Children's Hospital, they have a therapy horse known as Willie Nelson that visits patients at the hospital. Well, Willie Nelson is going to be featured on the Kelly Clarkson Show. And this all started out with an equine vet and his brother-in-law. They had a two-person horse costume, and they would go and visit kids at Akron's Children's Hospital, try to put a smile on their face, try to help them through tough situations. You know, they would go visit the kids and kind of romp around. Things changed, though, when the equine vet was on a call with a client. And I guess there was a miniature horse involved. And they had to find a home for this miniature horse. So they took it in, and this is when their new plan came to light. You had the owner of the miniature horse saying that they trained the horse, they certified the horse to go right into the hospital. And that's what they do now. So this went from a costume, a two-person costume of a horse, to an actual miniature horse making the rounds called Willie Nelson at Akron Children's Hospital. And this is the second time since last month that Kelly Clarkson's show has featured a story tied to Akron Children's Hospital. If you go back to December, the show highlighted the work of pediatric surgeon Dr. Bob Perry. I talked about him on The Buzz. And they shared how he's helped ease the fears of kids going through surgery by drawing colorful characters on their bandages. So it's just a really, really cool story. And finally, let's head to Parkersburg, 910 WLTP. Copland Health System's putting a new health and wellness center at Parkersburg High School because they feel like schools are the hub of the community. So this facility is going to be affordable for those with or without health insurance. This health and wellness center designed to provide people in the Parkersburg High School area with primary care. So such things such as chronic disease management, acute care. This will include physicians, vaccinations, COVID-19 tests, a lot more. The center is going to serve a lot of people in need. And the groups that gave funds for the center include the McDonough Foundation, Sisters Health Foundation, Sisters of St. Joseph's Foundation, and Parkersburg Area Community Foundation. A big thanks to all of those to make that happen for the community. And a big thanks to St. Mary's Police Chief Bill Stahl, retiring after 20 years of service. City of St. Mary's posted on its Facebook page that he retired, got a cake, got a plaque, got a lot of pats on the back. I mean, 20 years is a lot of service to the public, so congratulations to St. Mary's Police Chief Bill Stahl. And I want to thank everybody who's been sending me emails, bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com, about what to do for my voice, because it's just sort of ran away from me the last couple of days. The only thing that I will say is if I took everybody's advice, I'd be drunk every day of the week. There's only so much whiskey and bourbon and scotch. It seems like the answer for everything is to drink. Here I go. If I laugh, I start coughing. So I do want to thank everybody for reaching out, but I'm probably not going to take you up on your advice. Number one, because I cannot drink whiskey. I used to do it. I mean, I get stupid drinking beer. So just imagine me on whiskey. And quite frankly, I've never been one to exactly, I don't know, like the taste. My grandfather used to drink it like it was water in a cup. I used to watch him. And I remember one time saying, "Pops, what are you drinking?" He said, "Here, take a sip." And I took a drink of that, and I looked like that policeman off Dumb and Dumber when he drank that urine. You know, the whole, I mean, and I've never went back at it since then. So thanks for the advice, but I'm not going to listen. That's your buzz. Back with more after this.
News Radio 1170 WWVA.
Win $1,000.
No way.
Way.
No way. No way.
Oh, baby. Yes way.
No way.
It's a grand in your hand. Listen every hour from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. weekdays for your chance to win. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
What's the buzz? What's going on in your city, your county, your town? What's the Buzz is brought to you by Trinity Health System, where human kindness delivers the healing power of humanity. Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack is still your stay-and-play destination with their fabulous hotel, dining, and gaming all in one great location. Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Go to WheelingIsland.com to learn more about upcoming shows, their sports book, poker room, live racing schedule, promotions, and so much more. And remember, when you play here and stay here, you're safe here at the Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. And if you get a chance, check out the Point Restaurant. Get the candied bacon with cornbread croutons. Fantastic.
You, your grandpa, your neighbor, your mailman, your doctor, and hundreds of thousands of other people have bought vehicles from Straub Automotive. Now it's your turn to sell us your car. We pay the most for used cars because we sell more used cars. Stop by any of the 6 Straub Automotive dealerships or visit us online at drivestraub.com for a better way to sell your car. Receive a no-hassle instant offer and an instant payment. Be the first of many to sell your car at Straub Automotive. Drive smart. Drive Straub.
NeoU is the game-changing fitness app with real-time coaching, daily live workouts with friends, and thousands of on-demand classes like strength, boot camp, yoga, and more. And right now, NeoU has an offer too good to miss. Get a 50% lifetime discount and pay just $3.99 per month when you sign up by January 31st. That's a lifetime 50% discount on your NeoU subscription, plus a 60-day free trial to kickstart your 2022 fitness routine. Get started now at NeoUFitness.com. That's NeouFitness.com.
Get ready to fly up, up and away. Friday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. at Wheeling's Capitol Theater with Grammy Award winners, The Fifth Dimension. And The Letterman.
Yes, I think I'm going out of my
Join these two legendary vocal groups together for the first time for one night only, March 11th at the Capitol. Tickets are on sale now by calling the WesBanco Arena box office at 304-233-7000 or online at CapitolTheaterWheeling.com. Don't miss Grammy Award winners, The Fifth Dimension, and The Letterman, March 11th at the Capitol. Produced by Spotlight Productions.
Are you turning 65 soon? Medicare can be confusing. McCoy Consulting Services can help with resources available to answer your Medicare questions. Call McCoy Consulting today at 304-721-1973.
If you're struggling with alcohol or drugs, Recovery Centers of America can help. The holidays are over, the new year is here, and the time to act is now. Expert private care at Recovery Centers of America will get you on the road to recovery today. So call 1-888-RECOVERY now. At our fully accredited, world-class treatment centers located near you, you will be treated with compassion, dignity, and respect by our dedicated team of professionals. You will also benefit from specialized programs, 24-hour medical care, and the comfort of our outstanding facilities. Let us help you. We will answer your call 24/7 and can get you into treatment as soon as today. If outpatient care is right for you, you can receive a same-day assessment and attend therapy in person or virtually. And because we accept most private insurance plans, you get premium care without the premium price. Don't wait. Start your new year. Start your new life today. Call 1-888-RECOVERY now. That's 1-888-RECOVERY.
Relationships can be difficult. Knowing your rights before papers are filed is crucial to protecting children and marital assets. Hiring the right lawyer can make the difference. Licensed in Ohio and West Virginia, McCardle Law Office knows how to navigate complex and emotionally charged family law cases on both sides of the river. Let McCardle Law Office, located at 2139 Marcus Street in Wheeling, use its 25 years of experience to assist you. They use old-fashioned values to produce the right results.
Time for your Thursday tirade. Topic number one, full frontal. In his latest movie, Hollywood superstar Bradley Cooper says he walked around the set completely naked for 6 hours because he had to film a full frontal nudity scene. 6 hours in front of a variety of people on the set, most of whom are strangers. And then when the movie comes out, Bradley Cooper's meat whistle going to be seen by millions. Somewhere, his mother has got to be blushing. Listen, as a heterosexual male, I don't want to see anybody's crank during a movie, unless it's one of those movies. You know, ones titled Grinding Nemo, starring Vlad the Impaler. And what this all tells me is that Bradley Cooper is extremely proud of his unit. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it. Any average-sized guy would decline this faster than Wesley Snipes' credit card. Because number one, they're average. Number two, throw in stage fright and a slight breeze, now they're below average. So unless you could pick up peanuts with that thing, there isn't a chance in hell most guys would do it. And ladies, in all seriousness, do you really want to see it? Okay, yes you do. But seriously, those things are not the most attractive things to look at. A man's eyes, his lips, facial structure, pecs, thighs, all more attractive than his plum tree shaker, right? I guess what I'm saying is, ladies, quit objectifying us. We're not just a penis. We're human beings. Now show me your boobs. Topic number two, Walmart Metaverse. Walmart has announced plans to enter the virtual world of the Metaverse. I don't know if you've heard this. But of all the virtual destinations you can enjoy with your VR headset, do you really want to go to Walmart?
With virtual reality headsets, you can go anywhere in the Metaverse. The peak of Mount Everest, the beaches of Tahiti, the Taj Mahal.
We want to go to Walmart!
Yes, you can even go to Walmart.
Woohoo!
Because Walmart is entering the Metaverse. Soon, from the comfort of your own home, you can be whisked away to... Are you sure you don't want to visit the Great Pyramids?
Walmart!
Fine, Walmart it is. First, strap on the VR headset and choose your attire.
Okay, let's see. Thong panties, cowboy boots, let's go Brandon shirt. Done!
Then simply wander around the aisles aimlessly for hours on end.
Wow! It's just like real life!
Visit Walmart in the Metaverse. The same Metaverse where you can also visit the Great Wall of China or Canals of Venice.
Walmart!
And finally, topic number three. It happened again. The first time this happened was a grocery store about 6 years ago. The second time was Tuesday at a Dollar General. There I was just trying to grab some cereal, a couple protein bars, and milk. In one of those constricted aisles that makes me hate Dollar General. And as I pushed my cart, I noticed a little old lady, about 82, standing next to her cart. And then I heard it. You know the sound, the same one that comes out of your chainsaw or weed whacker when you're trying to start it. That, put, put. She dusted me, ripped a fart right there, and then turned around and looked at me. I was speechless, not only because she looked like Betty White, but also because she just ripped one like a college student after a kegger. Reminded me of Darren Ryan from Jefferson, Ohio. Anyway, I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. And I'm expecting an apology from driving Miss Daisy. And she takes off. She bolts. I'm not kidding you. She took off pushing that cart like Tyreek Hill running a streak for Patrick Mahomes. And I soon realized why. Because two other shoppers came up behind me. So she left the scene of the crime and framed me. And as I turned, I could see the one man's face contorting like he just ran over a skunk. And let me tell you, it's exactly what it smelled like. That old lady's plume could knock a buzzard off a crap wagon. And they were looking at me like I needed to go get a colonoscopy. You know, the first time this happened, 6 years ago, I thought it was a one-time thing. But now, I almost feel like I'm being hunted by old ladies with gastrointestinal issues. And by the smell of this one, I'd say she's got about 2 months left. And that's your Thursday tirade. All right, a couple of things for you here. First of all, the expected failure of the voting rights legislation was very real. Because last night, Republicans united in opposition. Manchin and Sinema voted against changing the filibuster. Right down the crapper it went, which is exactly where it needs to be. Now flush it and move on. President Biden saying in a statement, I'm profoundly disappointed. Yeah, like he didn't see that one coming. He probably didn't because he's a corpse. If you have an unexpected emergency that required $1,000 to handle, would you have the money to do it? There's a new survey out by personal finance company Bankrate. Found that less than half of Americans could. Only 44% say they have enough saved to cover a $1,000 emergency. At the same time, believe it or not, that's the highest percentage who would be able to cover such an emergency expense in the last 8 years of polling. The people who said they don't have the money, 20% said they would charge it to a credit card, 10% said they'd borrow from family or friends, another 4% said they'd take out a personal loan. Age did not play a factor, so you can't sit there and say, well, it's, you know, young people, they don't know how to save. Age, not a factor here. There was a difference in education levels, though. 60% of college graduates say they'd be able to use savings to cover their expenses. Just 40% of those who only attended some college and 34% of those with just a high school diploma. Now is not a good time to ski. You got a guy living in France, been charged with manslaughter after running into a 5-year-old girl while skiing and killing her. And by all accounts, he tried to avoid her at the last second, but the girl died while she was in a medical helicopter following the incident. Apparently, he was skiing at a high rate of speed on Saturday. He tried to avoid the girl, but he violently hit her and killed her. The kid was in a single file behind a group, was about to make a right turn when she was hit by the skier at a very high rate of speed. If convicted, this guy could face up to 5 years in prison. And I never really knew this actor. Moon Knight actor Gaspard Ulloa died at the age of 37 Wednesday. He's a French actor. He was known for his roles in Hannibal Rising and Saint Laurent. He died from injuries sustained during a skiing accident. He collided with another skier Tuesday afternoon. He was dead on Wednesday. We just talked about.
We had a snowboarder run into a moose.
Right.
That was our story yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been to Seven Springs. Really, that's the only ski resort I've been to, I think. I was trying to rack my brain, and I used to ski all the time back in the day. Once you get good, you get trucking down those hills, man. I would not want to smack into somebody at all.
Here's my thing with the first guy that ran into the 5-year-old. I mean, that's a tragic accident by far. I mean,
but I think it was through an area where you're not supposed to be going.
So
like
either,
hell on wheels.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Either if he's in the wrong because he was coming down at that speed.
That's what I take.
Where yeah. It was like a hill for learners, you know, kids that are learning or people that are learning to ski.
Right.
Then you get a problem. Now, if they're in the wrong place,
yeah.
Learning to ski on a hill where they know that people are going to come flying down, then, you know, but.
Yeah. No, it's the first one.
Yeah.
It's the first one. He was in an area where you shouldn't be coming down at high rates of speed like that. There were times I was coming down a couple of the Black Diamonds at Seven Springs, and I'm whizzing by trees, or some of those trails are pretty narrow, and I'm thinking, man, one, you know, if the ski comes off or one wrong move.
Sonny Bono.
I'm Sonny Bono, man.
How bad is it that we both thought about Sonny Bono at the same
Poor
time?
Poor Sonny. Poor Sonny. I got this email.
We've
Bloom
been
Daddy,
working together way
Bloom
too long.
Daddy at iHeartMedia.com. It says, is it me or is Terry Bradshaw turning into Colonel Sanders? No, it is not you. He is turning into Colonel Sanders, and he needs to retire. His time is over. So is mine. I'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying. Be crying, suck it up as a loss. Cause your axe is right, your whole label is right. Matter of fact, I am number one.
Oh, you like us.
I do.
Let's take this relationship to another level, shall we?
Aww.
Like us on Facebook at News Radio 1170 WW.